Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups.
So, Renee, if you're ready, could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background in marketing, please?
Hi, Renee. I am the content marketing growth specialist at JobSeer. Just a brief background about JobSeer. Our primary company is Hartrell. So we recently launched a new product named JobSeer. It is an AI-powered tool to help job seekers find jobs easier and faster by narrowing down their job search. We are currently in our beta phase, so if anyone would like to try this tool out, we really appreciate feedback on making this tool better. In the JobSeer team, I handle all the content, including writing blog posts, press releases, emails, and I also create content like filming YouTube videos and about job search and also TikTok short videos. In terms of my background in marketing, I started off as a community marketing intern back in 2019 when I was a junior in college, in which I handled the community engagement and also promotion-wise. I informed them for upcoming events like webinars or white paper releases. I learned so much from my internship, and I learned something that the school didn't teach me at all. I was able to connect with people and engage with them with more confidence, and I learned how to represent my own company as a marketing professional.
Awesome. Well, congratulations in coming so far in such a short space of time. And I'm happy to hear that you learned a lot from that. I can definitely relate to the fact that you learn a lot more on the job than you can do in a classroom in some cases.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
That's all right. So I'd love to kick off today's topic of interactive marketing with polls and contests. And in your opinion, how can businesses use polls and contests to create a better connection with their customers?
In my opinion, I think interactive marketing is very important. The reason behind this is that you are interacting and engaging with your audience or customers. For example, polls, they are very cool, for example, because it serves as a way for your target audience to understand themselves while knowing what other people are thinking about. They can really see real-life data on where they stand or what other opinions are. By doing this, we can definitely stir some conversation about it. As for a contest, I think it's a great way to kind of add a little bit of spice. For example, when you have a contest, it's fun because you're kind of competing with other people. You get to have fun while learning something new about the business. This can be a really great way for customers to remember your business and brand and also your message. I think interactive marketing with polls and contests can allow the users or your customers to know your brand on the back of their head. It is similar to a certain like video or post or anything that you see. When you see it more, you hear it more. It will eventually become stuck in your head. So this is what we're trying to do when it comes to interactive marketing, to have people really remember your brand in the back of your head.
Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm. How do you get people to engage in the sense that I can imagine it's hard to ask the right questions. And I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but do you have any tips for like good polls? Like what are some examples of like, a good poll that you could put out there that you think would get engagement versus one that no one's really going to pay attention to or engage with?
I think one poll that you can really, increase the engagement would be, for example, I'm just going to use some examples that I've done before.
Yeah.
If I ask questions about what are some things that you struggle with in terms of job search, since we're a company of helping people find a job faster and kind of like help them understand their own job search strategy like easier, and like they would answer these questions because they're all job seekers. Our target audience are pretty narrowed, and also they would like to get more help from us. So that's why this is a poll that they would really answer and be part of it. But instead, there are another another poll that I've done before that kind of really didn't really attract a lot of people. That one was when I asked them if they would, for example, if they would like to see more videos about a certain topic or what topics they would like to see. I think this one was a little bit not as narrow. For example, like it was a little bit too out of the blue. It's like people don't really watch the videos anyways. So that's why I didn't get as much attraction as I hoped to be.
Well, that's okay. I think it's great that you've obviously like learned from what does work and doesn't work. And that's the best way to grow in that sense. And I'm super excited to ask you this next question about social media, because I'd love to know how can social media be used to create an effective interactive marketing campaign. And I'm excited to ask you this because you mentioned that you work on TikTok. And I have to say, I've never dealt with TikTok. Even though I'm 27, I just feel that I'm like, I can't be bothered to learn a new social media. But I'd be really interested to know how you use social media in interactive marketing, and also maybe just educate me a bit on how TikTok is used in this kind of space as well.
So social media definitely can create some type of effective interactive marketing by having all the likes, comments, and shares, like you're trying to beat the algorithm. Social media users are interacting with your brand and your content. Well, while I think content is king, I think interactive marketing is also queen, in my opinion. I say this because if you only have a certain post or blog, people can just read, and the next thing they can do, they just click off your page. Like they don't get to say whatever they think about your post. On the other hand, if you include or add a little bit of fun to your content piece, like asking a poll, saying, do you agree or disagree, or what are your thoughts? This can increase the chance of your customer to stay engaged with your content, while you can also do some market research at the same time. I think social media these days have been such a great incentive for businesses, because you can look at what type of people can be your potential customers based on their post, experience, and their attitude on their platform. I feel like even ourselves in our daily lives, we might post one or two pictures on our social media. Then our friends would like either like or comment or maybe even share. It is sort of like interactive marketing as well, as it becomes a sort of incentive to your personal brand. In terms of TikTok, it is such a huge platform. It is very accessible in my opinion. But if you want to, go viral, like they say, it's going to be really hard, because you have to break through the algorithm that they have. And even though you post every day, does not mean your video or your content will be seen. But personally, one thing that I kind of like stay engaged with my audience on TikTok would be, I kind of during the video, I would try to do something to make them watch to the end. For example, like a storyline, or instead of like just tips and tricks about job search, I will talk about some of the stories that I have had before, to kind of stay them engaged and let them watch to the end. And also ask them at the end of the video about, oh, what do you guys think? Or like, what are your experiences? Did you have similar experiences like I did?
Okay, cool. I still have to try out someday. And I might do at some point. I'll get around to it.
If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only, exclusively for the Loudspeaker listeners, you can receive an SEO assessment as part of your package for any tier of service at no extra charge with this special promotion. To find out more, visit publicize.co/LSPromo.
So my next question, you kind of touched on it a bit and in certain points in this interview so far. And I know you mentioned about the more a customer sees you, the more they're in your mind, and it's about staying relevant in that sense. But I would love to know, in your opinion, how can interactive marketing influence how customers view a business?
Mm-hmm. I personally believe interactive marketing can influence customers to view a business like their friend. As a business, like, you would want your customers to engage with you and your content instead of only the business itself. I personally feel like the line between business and personal interaction have somewhat blurred, because when you're more personal, you eventually become more friendly. Instead of treating your customers like clients actual customers, you can treat them like your friends or a community of people who are interested in your brand and business. At least for me, when I see a brand doing some sort of polls or contests or even like a giveaway type of thing, I will at least try to comment or participate in them, because they're not only a chance for me to learn about others, I can also engage with other people for connections about the brand.
Awesome. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right in the sense that you want to be seen as a friend, because they say that people buy from people they like. And I suppose it's the same with businesses. If you trust a business, if you like a business, then you're definitely going to be more likely to engage with them. And I feel the same way. I'd definitely much rather buy from a business I like than one that I'm either skeptical about or just straight up don't like.
We do have to kind of like build the trust between the customer and also the business. So once you gain the trust from a customer, it will be a lot more easier.
So I love the comment you made about content being king, but interactive marketing is queen. And I'd love to know, how can content be used in conjunction with interactive marketing? Do you have any examples perhaps that you've seen that's worked really well with other companies or that you've implemented yourself?
I think, of course, like if you have great content, you can attract more eyes to your piece or whatever content that you have. But I think in terms of interactive marketing, if you have some sort of interactive aspect in your content, it would be better, of course. I say this because it can create better user engagement and experience. So if we can create content that is personable to the brand, and maybe you can add a little bit of interactive marketing to it, it would be awesome, because it increases the engagement. Maybe, and like if you're posting like a video or something, maybe at the end of the video, you can mention, hey, why don't you guys tell me what your thoughts are or about your personal tips and so forth. So I think one thing that I really learned during like my experience in marketing, not like I have a lot of experience, but in terms of interactive marketing, I really like to add a little bit of question or kind of like give them a brief introduction of what the specific content is about. And then I would also put in my own opinions on it. So once you put your own opinion on it, or like your answer to a certain question, your audience or your customers will feel like, okay, I'm not going to be the first one to answer this question. Like, I'm just sharing my ideas here. I feel like there's a lot of people in terms of, answering the polls and like, you know, participate in a contest. They're a little bit worried because they're going to be the first one to do it. And they don't, and people are just scared. That's how I think. But once you kind of like present yourself as, oh, hey, this is what I think about this, and what are your tips or whatever question that you want to ask, then they will start to engage with one another and start commenting, and then kind of give other advice as well. So like once you have a lot of answers or polls to your question, not only you can increase the user engagement, you can also like do some type of market research. For example, you see there's multiple answers for a certain, you know, multiple numbers of a certain answer, then you will know like, okay, maybe next time when we're working on our product, we can know more. We can create something more tailored to these type of people.
Yeah. What you mentioned there with your story of saying like, oh, get the ball rolling, I think that's absolutely true, because yeah, sometimes people are a bit timid to be the first one to speak up. It actually brings back a memory. I think the people behind Reddit, so I absolutely love Reddit, and apparently when it got started, they were the first people to actually be users on the platform, or at least like when they got it going, the people working at the company, they were the ones that were always commenting on people's posts and sharing, and they were the most active users because they were trying to get people to use it. So I definitely think that's necessary And if you do have a company mm-hmm. where you can share something and say, hey, can you add your thoughts on this or like this, then that's definitely a smart way to get the ball rolling. Because yeah, I think it's absolutely necessary.
Reddit is such a great platform for you to like talk about anything. People are really nice on there. Some of them, of course, are kind of mean, but
yeah.
If you really want some type of research, you can definitely go on there and find something out of it.
Oh yeah, for research it's good. I also I love Reddit. That's my, I'd say, my favorite social media. And I have to say I love it because I think someone once described it as, if Facebook is people you know talking about things you don't like, Reddit is people you don't know mm-hmm. talking about things you like. And mm-hmm. that's absolutely true in the sense that you yeah. can go there and learn so much. And also it's a great place to post if it adds mm-hmm. value, because the moderators there very quickly take things down if it's clearly promotional. I know yes. from experience, but I also know from experience that you post in the right subreddit with the right content and it's going to get picked up and you can get a lot of traction there. So mm-hmm. it's real hit or miss, but you got to know your audience there.
Yep, absolutely.
So my last question to you, and we've kind of covered it a bit, but I still would love to just ask you this. In your opinion, how does interactive marketing impact user retention?
I think interactive marketing may increase user retention. If you have something very groundbreaking or interesting, people would definitely come back to your brand or your content. We're not only trying to brand market ourselves, we are also trying to create a relationship with our customers and clients. Like I said earlier, try to treat your clients or customers as your friend. And as a brand representative, customer experience or user experience are super important because you're literally representing not only yourself and also the company as a whole. So if you have a great relationship with your clients or customers, they ultimately will want to come back. So therefore, I think you should definitely treat your customers like your friends.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully you build up some kind of a friendship naturally with them, especially mm-hmm. with consistent engagement in that sense. And mm-hmm. on the topic of engagement and posts and all that, Renee, if people want to keep up with you and see your posts or follow you, how can they do that?
They can definitely check me out on LinkedIn. It will just be Renee Cheng, R-E-N-E, and then space C-H-E-N-G. And if you see the first girl with crazy hair, with blonde hair, with a stash around her neck, that will be me.
Also excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining me today, Renee. It's been a real pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Samuel. It was my honor to be here.